Despite concerns around Eskom and its electricity supply challenges, car makers Nissan, BMW and Volkswagen want South Africa to join the electric car revolution, while the National Association of Automobile Manufacturers will only have a unified stance on electrification by the end of the year. The auto industry hopes that the prospect of increased local car sales and the rolling out of charging infrastructure will be incentive enough for government to reduce or drop the 23% import tariff on electric vehicles. Mike Mabasa, CEO of NAMSA, joins us on the line now for more on the sector's push towards greener cars. Thanks so much, Mike, for joining us on the line this evening. So as I say, NAMSA is calling for this 23% import fee reduction on electric cars. How much of an impact do you really see that having on sales? Does it necessarily ramp up nascent domestic sales that we've gotten used to?
It will certainly assist, and thank you very much for having us tonight. It will certainly assist our consumers greatly, particularly in the economy that is as depressed as South Africa's economy, because a lot of people would want to make the switch, but unfortunately because of the financial pressures that they find themselves in, they are not able to make that particular switch, because currently electric vehicles, to be able to import them into the country, the levy there is around 23%, while a normal vehicle that is coming into the country is at around 18%. So we believe very strongly that that difference will certainly be able to alleviate a lot of pressure on our consumers.
With the emphasis then on consumer, Mike, it's imperative where pricing actually stands. Is the price tag cheaper and as a first point, and as a second, is it more cost effective to run? How cost competitive is an electric car as an option for the South African consumer?
Well, look, currently the electric vehicle is relatively more expensive compared to your normal internal combustion engine vehicles. And it is for this reason that we want to be able to begin to make electric vehicles more accessible, more attractive, in order for us to be able to stimulate the growth of that particular sector, because there are many other benefits for us to be able to introduce electric vehicles into the market. You can think of, for an example, environmental benefits. We now have the new carbon tax, and the Department of Environmental Affairs also looking at reducing carbon emission into our atmosphere, and so on and so forth. So we are very convinced that if we have a very solid coordination between what the industry is doing and working closely with government, we can certainly be in a position to make sure that we make electric vehicles more attractive. And there are four areas really that we as the industry are looking at. The first one is really around a policy framework. We want to obviously work with government so that we can be able to create a very clear policy framework around electric vehicles and e-mobility broadly, in terms of how is that going to be managed in South Africa going forward. The second area is really around making sure that we have consistent charging infrastructure that can be able to talk to all the vehicles in terms of conformity, because we currently have four brands in the market that are electric vehicles, but all these four brands are not talking to each other in terms of electric charging. They use completely different charging infrastructure, and we want to standardize that particular area as much as possible as we can.
What role does Eskom play amidst it all, where you talk about charging infrastructure in the country? One assumes that Eskom's financial situation is likely to be a much more pressing issue, Mike, for the government than using it to actually enable an electric car industry.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely. And that's why we want to be able to begin to put this matter on the table so that we can be able to talk to all the necessary stakeholders. South Africa obviously has very different dynamics in terms of provision of electricity compared to other markets in Europe, in the East, and certainly in the United States. We've got challenges with Eskom. The last thing we want is to be able to roll out massively electric vehicles and then you have load shedding in the country, because you'll definitely be in a position to have challenges in making sure that those vehicles are able to be mobile and so on. So we are looking at different options and different permutations of solutions that we could potentially look at. I mean, there's obviously an invention of the independent power producers, and we will certainly be also engaging with that sector in particular, because for us, it doesn't make sense for us to say we want to bring in electric vehicles that are pushing renewable energy, and then you also continue to power those vehicles through dirty coal. So if we come up with a solution, it has to be a solution that is consistent and is able to give very tangible results for South Africa in terms of renewable energy going forward.
Mike, local demand aside, you talk about this, saying that South Africa's car factory floors risk being left behind in the global switch to greener vehicles. What kind of uptake are we looking at globally, and how much manufacturing capacity does South Africa have to feed into that global market?
Well, look, currently the local demand for electric vehicles is very, very low.
Yeah.
And this is why we want to be able to create the conditions upon which customers can be able to see it as an attractive alternative in order for them to be able to switch from internal combustion engines into electric vehicles. So pricing is one biggest inhibitor for that particular take up. The second one is obviously infrastructure. And because of the nature of South Africa, because a lot of people have to travel long distance, if you are, for example, from Durban, and you want to travel between Johannesburg and Durban, the first thing we don't want consumers to stress about is to check on the route how many charging stations are available to allow them to be able to
get. That, of course, Mike, locally. How are we comparing to global demand right now?
Well, look, we are in a worse position now, because if you look at countries like, for example, Sweden, the uptake there is very, very huge. There are certain countries in the EU, for example, that has around 21 different brands in those markets, because manufacturers are manufacturing EVs at a very high pace. But also, the global demand is also not at the level at which we would want to see. But that is obviously going to change, because many governments are also putting policy frameworks. Many countries, for example, they've also reduced and indicated, for example, that by 2030, they would want to see their emissions dropping by a particular number.
So, Mike, with that shift then happening, does South Africa have the manufacturing capacity to feed into that global demand? I mean, do we have competitive muscle that goes beyond just a weaker rand?
Well, look, remember that South African manufacturers are global brands and they are global companies. So the decisions that South African brands will be making, many of those decisions will not necessarily be taken in South Africa, whether in Sandton or in East London or in Rosslyn. Most of those decisions will be taken in Germany, in Japan, and other headquarters where most of these brands are actually headquartered, because the vehicle demand is obviously, because we're looking at export as well. When we produce a vehicle in South Africa, it does not necessarily mean that vehicle is going to remain in South Africa. For an example, currently we're producing 610,000 units in South Africa. 58% of those vehicles that we produced last year went for the export market. So, South Africa is definitely ready to be able to continue to serve the export market, but we certainly need to make sure that our manufacturing processes are able to cater for electric vehicles as well.
Well, we look forward to your pitch to government at the end of this year. Mike, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Mike Mabasa is CEO of NAMSA.